Can you tell us about the story for the suffering of all this bad thing?
It was started innocently enough. I was in university when I discovered online Texas Hold'em poker. It was easy, thrilling, and always just a kick away. At first, it felt harmless, a way to unwind after the studying, a mental game that offered a quick excitement and even quick dopamine. But at the thrill, the exhilarating rush when I won hooked me deeply and swiftly. I began playing longer hours, larger stakes. Before long, online poker turned into weekend trips into Macomb, where the flashing lines and the endless table pulled me deeper. The casinos were just like a second home, one where I thought I have control. In 2021, during the pandemic lockdown, when the world stood still, my addiction found a new life. A friend invited me to join an online gambling platform. I hesitated but briefly, then clicked in the link. That single decision was a descent, with no job, no routine, and a growing need to escape. I gambled constantly, alone, anxious, chasing wins in a silent room. Soon, a casual game morphed into daily rituals, fueled by a relentless pursuit of that evaluation of big win. The money I gambled in multiple, the bills was unpaid, and the relationship strained under the weight of the lines and the pain and debts putting up faster than I would ring. Eventually, I spent all of tuition fees, my studies began to suffer, and I found myself sinking in a financial and emotional hole. When my parents discovered that I have done, they were heartbroken, but also wrestled. They intervened and arranged me for to enter into a gambling rehabilitation institution for months of treatment. I kept telling myself that I could stop whenever I want, yet every attempt to step away was a short-lived, defeated by an irresistible composition and the irrational belief that the next bet would slow everything. Gambling was a pastime anymore. It was an escape, a dangerous drug that numbered the harsh realities of my life. One night, facing a mountain of debt and despair, so deep I could barely breathe, I realized that I have lost more than just money. I've lost control. I've lost myself. It was pretty sucked.